This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
It certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It's an off night for the Red Sox, but we do have the first NFL game of the 2025 season from Philadelphia, the defending Super Bowl champion Eagles taking on the Micah Parsons-less Dallas Cowboys. Eagles, I know they're good, but 8.5-point favorites here.
Buying opportunity?
I don't know.
No.
That's a big number for like a division game, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not going to lay 8.5 for Philly, but I'm also probably not touching that line.
No, I'm not going
to. But forced to bet it, I think you're right. I think you take the Cowboys side.
And you got a total.
A lot of points in a divisional game with a full off season. One thing I do think, the Cowboys made such a big deal about stopping the run, and Saquon and the Eagles' run game is probably going to be tough. They might just sell out and be like, if Hurts throws all over us, whatever, we are not going to get beat on the run after Jerry Jones made such a big stink.
True. It could be that. But a total of 47.5. You like points in this one or?
I like points.
Yeah, points.
Yeah, points. Points, 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 points,
points. Grab back, grab back, back. Grab back, grab a back, back. And another grab back, get and go grab back.
How about this controversy, Jones, that we found out about yesterday? Red zone. People love red zone. You put the controller down and you just sit back.
People did.
What? Well, yeah. They're adding commercials to red zone. That's not red zone. Appeal to red zone was no commercials.
That's not what I'm paying for every month.
No. Now you basically just have Sunday ticket.
Yeah.
You just have all the games.
Yes.
You can have all the games, but you don't want that. Commercials, I'm telling
you. 7 hours of red zone football starts now.
That's not 7 hours commercial free. That's 7 hours red zone football.
Is it like commercials or is it like split screen commercials?
Okay, so Front Office Sports just came out with a report that I saw anyway. Maybe it's been out longer.
But they're getting a ton of backlash because you have Pat McAfee being like,
people don't care about commercials.
Yeah, they're fine. They don't care
about
commercials.
If his point is people will not like
still watch it,
bail on it? Well, then I guess he's right about that, but people definitely care.
Quite a bit.
All anybody was doing yesterday was complaining on social media about it.
That's why every streaming service has the option. It's more money, but they have the option for commercial-free because people hate commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Front Office Sports is reporting that there will be 4 15-second ads in a 7-hour edition of Red Zone in week 1. Okay. They also write that could change later on in the season.
So that's only a minute total worth of ads
but that's
for 7 hours?
That's just the start. By week four, it'll be however many ad breaks. And by certainly the end of this year, next year, 5 years from now, it's going to be chock full of commercials. It'll be an incredibly small ad load.
It's a bad day, sad day.
An NFL spokesperson told Front Office Sports, while the ads are playing, viewers will hear the audio of the ads, but another box will show NFL Red Zone. There will not be full ad breaks when football action disappears from the screen, again, according to Front Office Sports. So okay. It's going to be very tolerable in week one.
It's a gateway drug.
But that's how they get, exactly.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
Uh-huh.
A few commercials here and there. Full screen.
Yeah. They even used to cut away from commercials during the 4 o'clock games when it was four of them. Like, get this game off the screen.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll just show three.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. When there's like 2 4 o'clock games, put all your ads there. That save your ads at 1 o'clock. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would agree. Bilbo. Bilbo Grab Baggins. He's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo. Bilbo Grab Baggins. The bravest little hobbit of them all.
Not really a grab bag, it's just a bag.
Dan Roach did an interview with Robert Kraft, and he asked him, hey, we're going to get a Bill Belichick statue? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I've always wanted that. I want that when he's done coaching. So whenever
he's done coaching, he left the ball right there in Bill's court. Yeah.
Yeah, now it's really up to Bill. Once Bill gets fired, once Bill retires, I will.
So you're telling me there's a statue next fall?
Maybe.
Well, they needed a full year to get that done with Brady.
Took a while to come up with that.
Yeah, I don't know what took so long after seeing it.
So do you think we will ever get a Bill Belichick statue?
Yeah, I think now definitely.
Yeah.
Kraft is on the record saying, yeah, I mean, now we're definitely going to get one.
What if he coaches like 3 more years? I mean, I guess he still can.
Yeah, I think that once Kraft says we're getting one, we're getting one.
Yeah.
Do you have this other Belichick item in grab bag or are you going to bring it up here?
No, do it now.
Okay. Belichick has banned scouts from the University of North Carolina, Patriots scouts specifically. And Nick, you were telling me he's also made it very difficult for any scouts.
Other team scouts are finding it difficult to get into practices, but Patriots scouts just straight up banned.
So say it again. They're what? They're the 33rd NFL team.
His selling point was, hey, we're the pipeline to the NFL, but scouts can't come see you. So good
classic.
Luck.
Yeah, that's bad. I mean, that's the whole idea. Like, why I think any NFL coach, let alone Bill Belichick, would have that mass appeal would be like, I can get you ready for the NFL more than anybody else. He even talked about it at his opening press conference. But not having scouts there, like, that's not great.
No. Even Patriots scouts I half get. If you're just like, you're holding a grudge against the Pats, that's still terrible business, but I at least get it. What's the upside of keeping out scouts from any of the other teams?
Well, I think it's more.
Maybe they don't want his players.
Or he's
after seeing Monday.
That's what I'm saying. I bet he's embarrassed.
Great
I bet
point.
He's like, this team stinks. Like,
great
this
point.
Team is way worse than I thought it was going to be.
Great
and I don't
point.
Want.
I actually
in the
don't
league.
Want you to see the team.
Yeah.
This I get
that's
it now.
It
that's a great point.
Because then he doesn't want to make fun of him
right.
behind his back, being like, oh my God, I went down to Bills practice.
Guys,
you should see that thing.
Don't come watch. What's the quarterback's name again? Gio Lopez?
Well, for now.
Don't come watch him, please. Whatever you do, don't watch him.
I think he's making like $2 million a year.
Money well spent.
To do that.
Yeah, that's good.
It's like $1 million of completion.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the
grab bag.
The only thing that's real.
It's a long walk.
Raiders wide receiver Jacoby Myers, when he asked for a trade, the team said no.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to do
I
that.
Like he was what? Asked about it.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. Know, what's your situation with requesting a trade? He's like, I asked. They said no.
They said no.
That was the exact answer. And, yeah. and they were like, "Are you?" One of the reporters asked. I watched the full exchange. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, are you happy here? He's like, I can be happy anywhere. He's like, I can be happy here. I can be happy elsewhere. He's like, it's just a job.
Yikes.
So it sounds like he's getting dealt.
Yeah. So it should be a nice reunion coming up on Sunday
oh.
with Jacoby Myers.
Grab bag.
Apparently, the Philadelphia Eagles were interested in Micah Parsons. Wouldn't that have been something?
Yeah, I'm
if
not.
If all of a sudden week one, I don't know if Dallas would have done that.
I don't know how to square away this report because it came out this morning, right?
Yeah.
So
maybe trying to drum up some buzz for the game.
Do I believe Howie Roseman was in on a player? Yeah. But I'm a little suspicious of the timing of all of it and why it's coming
yeah,
out now.
No,
and it's odd. I guess the Eagles are playing tonight, but yeah, I'm not surprised that Roseman was in on a player.
They're specifically playing the Cowboys.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, yeah. Both teams. Yeah, yeah, true.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
We mentioned Elijah Vera Tucker yesterday had an injury that might require surgery. Well, it turns out the Jets guard out for the season.
Out for the season.
They want to run the football there.
Well,
I think they have Chuks Okorafor, so that's looking up.
For now.
For now.
He could leave at any minute.
It's a good point.
We're friends to the grab bag. Remember?
This is
grab bag.
Friend.
Jordan Hicks on the IL. We're not going to see Jordan Hicks for a while. Yeah. Went into the game yesterday. In the first inning, things did not go well for him. Things have not gone well for him the entire time he's been here with the Red Sox.
No, we read you the Carrabba's tweet. There's 122 relievers who have made 20 appearances since July 1st or whatever it was. He's basically the worst over that stretch. I don't want to celebrate an injury. But can we celebrate not having to watch him? Let's hope and pray for his health.
Fair.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Get healthy.
He's getting paid.
He's getting paid either way.
He's getting paid a ton of money.
And we don't have to watch you in the
regardless.
Meantime.
Regardless.
Can we do that?
I think so.
I mean, you're the Hicks guy, so you tell me.
I was the Hicks guy. Let's make that very clear. Yeah. I was the Hicks guy.
Yeah.
He looks like the guy from Ironheart, so I thought that was good.
That was a plus.
But
he's got that going for
throws
him.
100 miles an hour.
He's got that going
throws
for
smoke.
Him. Doesn't strike out anybody somehow.
Nobody. Yeah. Pitches to contact.
Don't you worry, a pretty striped head. We're going to get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're going to find our best friend.
Grab bag.
And then we're going to give him a best friend.
Also grab bag.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update? Huh?
No? What?
Yeah.
Do we? No.
You're going to get it. Yeah. They won again.
They're not doing a lot of losing these days. Now they're playing the Rockies.
Yeah.
Which when the Red Sox played the Rockies, we heard a lot of, it's just the Rockies. But we gave the Red Sox credit for that. So let's give Devers and the Giants credit for their performance. Yeah.
He went 1-for-5 with a run scored and an RBI and a strikeout in their 10-8 win over the Rockies. But if you update the National League wild card standings, Rafael Devers and the Giants are 4 games behind the New York Mets for the final wild card spot.
So 4 games. Brad Foe said they're kind of in the mix, and we were both very dismissive.
Yeah, 4's in it.
In the hunt.
The Mets have been horrible for like what feels like 2 months.
Giants are in the hunt.
Mets are falling apart a little bit.
Devers, to his credit, 252, 832 OPS, 15 homers, 39 RBIs with the Giants. I'd say almost all of that has come in the last week, but he's heating up.
I mean, he is. He is definitely heating up. You can say that much about him.
Oh! This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, that's it. I've had it with this dump. We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets.
Grab bag.
They're falling off.
All right, let's find out, Jones, who the best Major League Baseball performer was from Wednesday, September 3rd. Was it Matt Chapman? 3-for-4, 2 home runs, 4 RBI. Was it Nassim Nunez? 3-for-4, 2 home runs, 4 RBI. Was it Austin Wells? 3-for-4, home run, 2 RBI. Was it Bryce Elder? seven scoreless.
Seven!
Six Ks. Damn. Or was it Cade Horton? Five scoreless, six Ks.
Let's go with Matt Chapman. He got tossed the other night. Yeah, he came back, answered the bell in a big way.
That's true. Matt Chapman's the guy.
All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
No Red Sox opponent, so truly a random player. We're going with a guy that played a bunch of positions. Mostly shortstop. Okay. You'd find him at short. Yeah. He also played second. He also played third. He also played left, right, a couple games in center.
No first.
Even came into pitching innings.
Hot corner, no. He never played first, but he pitched?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, yep. Interesting.
DH'd a couple times, but primarily a shortstop.
Got it.
He was a major leaguer for 11 seasons.
Yeah.
Played for the Phillies, Royals, Mets, Mariners, Rockies, Padres, Rangers.
One more time.
A lot of hats. Phillies. Mostly with the Phillies.
Okay.
Royals, Mets, Mariners, Rockies, Padres, Rangers. Primarily a shortstop. He did make $5.2 million.
That's it?
In his career.
Okay. I was definitely
That's all his.
Well, half of it.
Is this like 90s money or 2000s
money?
Yeah,
whatever. It all spends the same, Nick. Yeah. No, yeah.
Give us the years. 11 years from when to when.
He debuted, cup of coffee, let's call it, 1996. His last season played was 2007. Career highs in a season, 8 home runs.
No. Okay.
20 steals.
Yeah.
20 steals isn't bad.
Sounds like Mickey Morandini or something.
Oh. Yeah? No. Is it? I'll tell you this. He has a great name. He's a great name.
That is Mickey Morandini.
He has a great name. He had 127 hits. Was a career high.
This guy stinks.
127 hits and 8 homers?
So not an all-star ever.
Never an all. Didn't sniff an all-star game.
Did he sniff any kind of award?
I would put him on the all-name team.
Name team.
He's got a good name.
Okay.
He did have a career OPS.
Yeah. 6-something?
666.
And he's
Sign of the beast! Sign of the beast!
The mark of the beast!
That's why he retired.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as it was 666, he's like, guys,
okay,
I'm perfect. Here.
All right, guys, I'm going to hang him up now.
He was, let's see.
What did I say? I said Mickey Morandini.
Yeah.
That's all I've said. I initially was thinking like a Greg Jeffries type.
He was born in Georgia.
That doesn't help.
Drafted by the Mariners in the fourth round of the 1991 MLB June Amateur Draft.
He started with the Phillies? Where'd he start?
Phillies. Yeah, you'd know him with the Phils.
Okay. I don't think I know him.
Didn't play in the postseason.
All name team.
Play.
I love this guy. You guys know who he is.
What's below random?
I'm cheating and looking.
Any nicknames?
Does anyone have it? I don't think anyone has it, Keith. I'm looking.
Well, his first name kind of is just short for his name, so it's a, kind of like a nickname kind
it's
of
not,
baked
ooh,
in.
Kevin Stocker is not Kevin Stocker.
Yeah, every once in a while you got to even stump the text line.
Willie Bloomquist? I'm just looking at guesses.
No, not Willie Bloomquist, not Kevin Stocker.
Nafi Perez?
No.
Archimedes Pozo.
That's a good one.
That is a good
name. Archimedes Pozo.
There's a Randy Velarde guess in there, although we got that from before it
started.
You guys
want to tap out?
Yeah. Does anyone have it? I don't think anyone has it.
No.
Who is it?
Desi Relaford. Desi Relaford.
Truly random.
Yeah, hell yeah, that's random. Desi Relaford. You know Desi Relaford.
He made
you never heard of Desi Relaford?
$5 million.
He did.
Yeah.
Playing baseball.
Yeah.
It's good living.
Over a decade.
Desi Relaford.
Anonymously for many teams.
Oh, I didn't. He was a switch hitter. You guys would have got it. My bad.
There we go. Yeah, you left that out. No, you left that out. That was a big clue.
Way to bury the lead.
5'8", 155. Whatever the opposite of a Hoss is.
I still don't think anyone. Oh, no. Twitch chat actually has it in probably after you said it.
Desi Relaford.
I still don't even see it on the text line. There's no chance. Mark of the Beast and a good name.
We didn't have that one before, did we?
Hang on. Wait, Arcan, did he get it? No, I don't have a text yet. Typically on delay out there listening.
I feel good about it.
Okay.
Desi Relaford.
Do you feel good about Desi Relaford?
That's a good one. His real name's Desmond. They call him Desi.
Who is the
Relaford?
This is the equivalent of that basketball player Nick picked from Illinois.
The third leading scorer on Virginia.
Oh, Virginia.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
I don't remember his name.
Right. No one does.
If you just list the top 8 guys, we'll get it.
All right. Maybe that was a bit of a stretch.
True, you guys were cocky. And he was going to try to make a point.
We were cocky about it. Yeah, it's true.
It's a random baseball player. That's how you play.
That's one of the randomest.
each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones. And
he's making a push for the Jones and Keefe Awards for the most random player of the year award.
Oh, he's right now number one with a bullet, I think.
Is he Relevard?
You do realize that you're going to have to keep track of players that you do so we can figure out the top.
We'll just do
Well, Jeff Cirillo, I'll never forget.
We'll just do the ones from like the week before.
Gave me the number one pick in the draft.
The random baseball player of the year will just be the five we did the day before. We don't remember any before this.
Put them on there.
Okay. That's the random ball player every day in the grab bag.
Thanks for playing, everybody.
Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We'll check in with them, see what they have coming up. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. And we got the clip du jour next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.